Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Psalms today, so turn basically to the middle of the Bible, find Psalms, and we are going to be Psalm 84 to 86. I might take some devotional pauses, although these are short Psalms. I'll think of some application at the end and close in prayer. I encourage you to do that right along with me and consider how these Psalms can make a difference in your life today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms. Help me, Father, through these Psalms to lead my heart to praising you in a deeper way today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Psalm 84, for the director of music, according to Gittith of the Sons of Korah, a psalm. So you have these different titles that were added later, and a lot of them are just musical terms, and we don't know exactly what that looked like or what they referred to. We know that these were used as songs. We know that they were used as worship to God. Psalm 84, verse 1. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of the springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. That's the end of Psalm 84. Just a song of praise. I'd rather be in God's presence than anywhere else. And that day, that meant being in the house of God, as we would call it, church today. That's where the presence of God was, although that's not true today. But the idea of being in his presence, the idea of worshiping him, is lifted up. Psalm 85, for the director of music of the Sons of Korah, a psalm. You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants. But let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. That's the end of Psalm 85. Looking to God for deliverance, asking him for restoration. Psalm 86, a prayer of David. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. That's the end of Psalm 86 and the end of our reading for today. Tell you, this last psalm had a connection with my heart right now. I think of people who are struggling today, who are in distress. And I think this is a great pattern, you know, instead of lashing out against other people, calling people names on social media, they're crying to God. Because God is the one who can make a difference. God is the one who can allow the difficult things to persist if it pleases him. But the trust is in God. Verse 11, teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. Wow. That's where I am this morning. That's what I'm going to apply today. Just that prayer. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. In Jesus' name, amen.